头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon service.
我们一起唱诗140首。
Let's sing hymn 140. Let's all pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon service.
今天下午要用与耶稣同住来作为彼此学习的题目。
Today I'd like to use the topic "They have stayed with Jesus" as our mutual encouragement.
我们一起翻到约翰福音啊。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
约翰福音第一章从35节到42节
From verses 35 through 42、
我们一起来念
Let's all read it together
约翰福音的第一章35节
John chapter 1 verse 35
我们一起念在次日约翰同两个门徒站在那里他见耶稣行走就说看啊这是神的羔羊两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣 耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就跟他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时约有深阵了，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”啊，这是我们所熟悉的一段记载啊。
This is a passage that we're all familiar with.
啊，在这段记载里面讲到啊，有两个施洗约翰的门徒。
And here talks about two of the disciples of John.
啊，他怎么样在施洗约翰讲了以后，他们改来跟从耶稣。
And how after John the Baptist told them they went to follow Jesus.
那我们都知道说施洗约翰的工作哈是非常重要的。
And we know that the work of John the Baptist was very important.
啊，他的工作就是在耶稣来。到开始工作之前，先帮耶稣铺路哦。
And John prepared the way before Jesus came.
来使得主耶稣的工作能够比较容易的进行。
So that Jesus' work can go more smoothly.
啊，所以在这里我们看到说，我们知道说，约翰他有很多的门徒。
So we know that John the Baptist has many disciples.
啊，很多门徒跟着他啊，经过他洗礼之后跟着他。
And after baptism, they followed him.
啊，在这里这两个门徒却离开他，改来跟从耶稣哦。
But here, two of the disciples left him and went to follow Jesus.
啊，所以我们要从这短短的这一段里面啊，来重新做一次的查考。
So from this short passage, we can study.
啊，有这里面出现有几组，有几个不一样的人物。
And there are a few different characters.
那我们就要从这些不同的人物当中去看他们有什么是我们可以并且需要学习的。
From each of these characters, we can try to see what we can learn from them.
啊，在这里有三组人。
There are three groups of people.
啊，或者是三个人呢、啊、
？Or three people.
啊，第一个是施洗约翰本身。
First is John the Baptist.
啊，第二个是跟随他的门徒。
And second are his disciples.
啊，第三个当然就是主耶稣基督的反应了。
And the third will be Jesus.
啊，这主耶稣他们中间这里面有对话有反应。
And here they have interactions.
那我们就要从他每一个人身上来看。我们可以学到什么？
So from each of these people, we can see what we can learn from them.
那我们刚刚已经读过了嘛？
So we have just read this.
好，那我们现在就大家来思考一下。
So we can all study this together.
啊，就说在我们刚刚读的内容里面。
From what we just read.
啊，从施洗约翰的身上，我们可以学到什么？
What can we learn from John the Baptist?
啊，当然你们知道说，当我把底下这个桌子搬出，底下这个台子搬出来哈。
And I carried out this little pulpit.
啊，那就是大家比较轻松一点哈。
So it's more relaxed.
那就是说我要点名叫人呐、啊。
So now I can call on some people to answer.
啊，所以如果你的名字我不知道哈。
If I don't know your name.
那你运气好啊。
Then you're lucky.
啊，如果我跟你蛮熟的哈。
If I'm familiar with you.
啊，那你就要知道我可能下一个叫的就是你啦。
Then I might call you next.
哦，所以我们在这里看到这三组人哦。
So here are three groups of people.
每一个人身上都有我们可以学习的地方。
From each of these people, we can learn something.
哦，那我们就现在先来看施洗约翰哦。
So let's first look at John the Baptist.
哦，从这简单的对话里面，施洗约翰表达了出什么样的优点？
From this simple conversation, what does what good point can we see from John the
Baptist? 啊，有没有自愿的？
Any volunteers?
有没有看到什么优点？
Any good points?
你可以拉引申的很长，还可以 elaborate， 没有关系哦。
It can be very elaborate.
施洗约翰在这里，他所说的话跟他所做的事，我们有什么可以学的？
What can we learn from what he said and did?
明明把握机会向人见证主耶稣就是神的羔羊、哦、很好、哦、
he took the opportunity to testify that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
所以约翰他自己知道，他自己知道他在传的是谁哦。
So John knew who he was preaching about.
他也知道自己的工作是什么。
And he knew what his work was.
所以他没有说因为他跟随他的人很多。
And it wasn't that because he had a lot of followers.
所以他就传啊传啊，就变得传自己了哦。
That he began to preach about himself.
他从来没有哦。
But he never did this.
他都传什么？
What did he always preach about?
看啊，那是神的羔羊。
Look, that is the Lamb of God.
我是谁？
And who am I?
我什么都不是。
I am no one.
我只是那个旷野的声音啊。
I am just the voice in the desert.
我只是那个铺路的啦。
I am the one who prepares the road.
所以约翰很清楚自己的角色。
So John was very clear about who he was.
因为他很清楚自己是谁。
He knew very clearly who he was.
所以他工作起来很有目标，很有方向。
So in his work, he had a clear direction.
我们今天在参与圣工也是。
So it is the same way when we do holy work.
我们今天参与的这是谁的工作？
And we know who the work is for.
这个工作不是我。
The work is not me.
不是要让你们看到我。
It is not to see me.
不是要让你听到我。
It's not that you can hear me.
不是让你变成我的跟随者。
It's not that you can follow me.
你是我这一边的。
You are on my side.
他是他那一边的。
And that person is on another side.
没有。
But it's not like that.
一切所做的都是为了主耶稣的缘故。
All that we do is for God.
如果有这样的认知。
If we have this understanding.
这样正确的观念。
This correct, concept.
那这样子，神不管交代给我们是什么样的工作
，No matter what work we receive from God，
不管是很大的工作
，No matter how big，
或者是很小的工作
，Or small，
不管是在台前领会
，Whether it is giving a sermon，
在宗教教育里面教学生
，Or teaching students，
或者是在厨房煮饭
，Or cooking，
不管所交托给你的是什么样的责任
，No matter what responsibility，
因为你知道你是为神来做的。
We know that we are working for God.
那这样子你做起来哈，不管你做什么，你都知道自己工作很有价值。
And whatever you do, you know that what you do is valuable.
如果是为了自己
，If it is for yourself.
如果是为了自己的好处
，If it's for your own benefit.
那你大家都喜欢被人家看到啊
，And you like to be seen by everyone.
大家都喜欢别人的掌声啊
，And everyone's applause.
但是圣经告诉我们什么
？But what does the Bible tell us?
我们做的事情啊
，What we do.
是为耶稣基督而做的哦
，It should be done for Jesus.
所以即使是在幕后。
Even though it's behind the scenes,
没有人看见
and no one sees it.
但是你在暗中的主看见了，要报答你。
But the hidden Lord sees it and he will reward you.
所以约翰的工作
so here the work of John
很有价值
is very valuable.
他的工作有价值，因为他知道自己的角色。
It was valuable because he knew what position he played.
就是服侍神那旷野的声音。
He was the one who served God, the voice in the desert.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
约翰还有什么优点？
What other good points can we see from John?
他很谦卑，为什么他很谦卑？你怎么知道他很谦卑？因为大家都从他之前教训。约翰，其实我们有机会的时候，真的要去查一下这个约翰这个人哦。
We should study about John.
你先。
Okay. She said that John was very humble because he taught many disciples, but when he saw Jesus, he was not jealous and he allowed them to go follow him.
这个约翰这个人真的很不一样哦。
And John, he is a special person.
我们看一下约翰福音的第一章哦。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章第十九节哦。
John chapter 1 verse 19.
这些人来问他。
And people came to ask him.
说你是谁
？Who are you？
二十节
，verse 20。
他就明说，并不隐藏，说我不是基督。
He said, I am not the Christ.
二十一节
，verse 21。
这样你是谁
？Then who are you？
是以利亚吗
？Are you Elijah？
他说我不是。
I am not。
是那个先知吗
？Are you the prophet？
他说我不是。
I am not。
那这里这些人来问约翰哦。
So here the people came to ask John.
你看他们问约翰说你是谁
？They ask him who he was.
可以表现出他们约翰在他们心中的高度的重量哦。
So we can see that they put John in a high position.
第一个问说你是不是基督
？They first asked him, "Are you Christ?"
我不是基督。
I am not.
他们把约翰放在非常非常高的地位。
They put him on a very high status.
问你是不是以利亚
？Are you Elijah?
那个要来。旧约应许当中来复兴万世的以利亚
，Are you the one who is who was going to revive all things.
哦，你那个旧约里面应许的那个大先知。
The one promised in the Old Testament.
哦，那个能叫火从天上下来的。
The one who sent fire down from heaven.
那个烈火的先知。
The one who caused fire down from heaven.
哦，这个他说这个以利亚是他们最伟大的先知之一啊。
And Elijah was their greatest prophet.
哦，你是不是以利亚
？Are you Elijah？
哦，我不是。
I am not.
他说那你是那先知吗
？Are you the prophet？
哦，那个那先知哦。是在《生命记》里面的记载。
And this prophet was recorded in Deuteronomy.
啊，不是，他们不是问说你是不是一个先知。
They did not ask, "Are you a prophet?"
啊，他们在问说你是不是那一个特殊的先知。
Are you the prophet?
啊，那个特殊先知是指的是谁
？So who was this prophet?
啊，在那个《生命记》里面有记载哦。
It's recorded in Deuteronomy.
摩西在离世之前
，Before Moses died,
啊，曾经预言给百姓说。
He prophesied to the
在以后啊，神要再派一个先知来。
Prophesied to the people that in the future God will send a prophet.
像我一样哦。
Who is like Moses?
哦，这个先知要跟摩西一样啊。
The prophet will be like Moses.
摩西是谁
？Who was Moses?
以色列的民族救星。
He was the savior of the people of Israel.
是神全家尽忠的。
He was one of the greatest in the family of God.
哦，是那个行大神迹的。
He performed great miracles.
手上拿着神的杖。
And in his hand he held the staff of God.
哦，那先知哦。
It was the prophet.
哦，所以他们在这里，你看他们问约翰你是谁哦。
So they asked John, "Who are you?"
可以看得出约翰在以色列民哦，以色列的心里是非常崇高的地位哦。
So in the hearts of the people, John was at a high position.
但是在这种环境之下，
but under this kind of situation,
众人的目光，
when everyone is looking at him,
人群的掌声，
everyone is giving him applause,
哦，百姓的高举，
everyone is exalting him,
并没有改变约翰对自己的认识。
It did not change how John understood himself.
约翰说我是谁？
He knew who he was.
哦，我们看一下，再看约翰福音的第一章哦。
John chapter 1,
23节，
verse 23。
约翰福音第一章二十三节
，John chapter one verse 23，
他说：“我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路。”哈，他说他是谁
？Who did he say he was？
他说他只是一个声音。
He said that he was only a voice。
他人不重要。
And he isn't important。
一个声音在旷野中喊出来了。
He was just a voice in the desert。
喊完之后就没有了。
And after the voice speaks, it is gone。
这就是约翰对自己的认识。
This is how John understood himself。
非常谦卑。
He was very humble。
哦，所以他说我是谁
？And he said, "Who am I?"
我是伴郎啊。
I am
the best man。
Oh, I am the best man.
他说在一个婚礼当中
，in a marriage.
哦，有新郎有新娘
，there's the groom and the bride.
哦，有伴郎有伴娘
，there's the best man and the
maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
哦，在这个婚礼当中
，and in this marriage.
那每一个人都能够做到自己的角色
，everyone has their own position.
啊，这个婚礼就很成功
，and then this marriage will be successful.
啊，但是如果今天这个里面的角色混乱了
，but if everyone's position is all mixed up.
哦，那个主持婚礼的人说。
The one who is in charge.
啊，请那个新郎把那个新娘的头盖掀开。
And please uncover the head of the bride.
哦，那个伴郎就跑出来了。
And then the best man runs out.
啊，我来。
I'll do it.
哦，这会发生什么事
？What will happen?
哇，一片混乱啊。
There'll be a big chaotic event.
哦，可能会被人家打了，然后丢出去啊。
And he'll be beaten up and thrown out.
哦，所以一个人要知道认清楚自己的角色。
So everyone must understand their own position.
哦，所以约翰非常清楚自己是谁。
So John was clear about who he was.
他说我不是新郎。
He said I am not the groom.
哦，我只是旁边那个伴郎。
I am just the best man on the side.
哦，伴郎是新郎的好朋友。
And the best man is the good friend of the groom.
当他一听到新郎快乐啊！啊，这个伴郎心里也就快乐了。
So when the best man sees that the groom is happy, he is also happy.
啊，所以约翰非常清楚自己是谁，跟自己做什么。
John was very clear about who he was and what he was doing.
哦，所以他非常谦卑哦。
So he was very humble.
只是一个声音哦。
He was just a voice.
是那个来铺路的哦。
He was the one who was making the way straight.
哦，只是那个帮他解鞋带都没有资格的哦。
He was not even fit to tie the shoelace of the Lord.
但是当一个人 懂得在神面前谦卑。
But when a person knows to humble himself before the Lord.
哦，所以约翰说，我是一个旷野的声音。
So John said, I am the voice in the desert.
神说，主耶稣说，哦，妇人所生的没有一个比约翰更大的。
So Jesus says that there is no one greater than John.
在人面，在自己懂得谦卑。
When you know to humble yourself,
神就会把你高举。
God will exalt you.
哦，所以我们今天在教会服事。
So when we're serving in church,
不管神给我们安排的是什么样的工作
，No matter what kind of work God has prepared for us,
或在台前或在幕后
，Whether it's in front, everyone or behind,
或有很多人看见，或者是没有人看见
，Whether everyone sees or no one sees,
哦，都没有什么尊贵卑贱的分别。
There's no the difference between whether one is more honorable or not.
哦，只有尽本分得到主耶稣称赞而已。
But it's only fulfilling your responsibility to be praised by God.
那你尽本分了吗？
And have you fulfilled your responsibility?
你做到最好了吗？
Have you done your best?
哦，那这样子，你的奖赏就是100分啊，就是给你最好的奖赏。
Then your reward is 100%.
好，所以我们今天从约翰身上看到什么？
So what can we see from John?
一个在神面前懂得谦卑的。
The one who knew to humble himself before the Lord.
神就会在众人面前高举他，尊荣他。
So before all, God will exalt him and honor him.
好，我们还没看到约翰还有什么优点
？Any more good points about John?
还有没有
？Anyone else?
有没有？明云，看被我记住名字，不见得是件好事啊。明明约翰有没有还有什么其他优点？啊？带领门徒哦。哦，在这里哈，我们看到约翰的另外一个优点哦。
Another good point of John.
哦，就是他在带领他的门徒哦，有正确的方向跟观念哦。
When he was guiding his disciples, he had a correct direction and concept.
人的习惯是什么
？What is the habits of people?
我最好是世界的中心呐。
It's best that I'm the center of the world.
哦，最好全世界都绕着我转呐。
It's best that the world revolves around me.
做什么事都要先想到我啊。
And if anyone does anything, they must first think about me.
我们有时候是这样子啊。
Sometimes we are like this.
哦，所以我看到那个有的小朋友啊。
Sometimes I see the little kids.
如果他是家里唯一的孩子。
If they're the only child.
啊，两代人当中唯一的孙子。
The only child in two generations.
那他就是这个家庭世界的中心。
Then he is the center of his family.
哦，人有习惯会希望自己成为中心
，and people have the habit of making themselves the first.
啊，希望别人都环绕在我们旁边
，and they hope that everyone revolves around them.
哦，尤其像约翰这样子哦
，and like John,
他是有名望的
，he was famous.
哦，有学生哦，他是老师哦
，he was the teacher of many students.
哦，很多学生跟随他
，and many followed him.
啊，很舒服啊
It was a good position.
很多人都听你的啊。
Everyone was listening to him.
好，这就是我，这些都是我的人哦。
These are my people.
啊，但是你看约翰哦，约翰的反应哦。
But the reaction of John.
约翰从来没有把这些当做他自己的人哦。
He never treated those who were around him as his.
好，如果他当做自己的人
，If he treated them as his people,
他就不会帮耶稣做见证了。
Then he would not testify for the Lord.
他不会说那是神的羔羊。
He would not say that is the Lamb of God.
啊，为什么
？Why？
哎，我讲了你就跑掉了。
If I say this, then the people will run away.
好，所以如果约翰是一个自私的人
，So if John was selfish,
好，约翰就会希望把人都留在自己的身边。
He will try to keep everyone around him.
好，有时候我们看到有时候啊，那个不同的学派哈，或者是不同的团体哦，他们会互相攻击啊。
So we can see that different groups will attack each other.
啊，就是要讲说你不好。
They will point out the weaknesses of the other.
哦，所以你们都要留在我这边哦，他不好哦。
So all of you should stay with me because the other person is bad.
哦，人都有这个习惯。
And people have this habit.
来建立自己的影响力。
To increase one's power of influence.
好，所以就会出现有小团体呀。
So there will be groups formed.
啊，我们这一群，我们是一群的，我们一组的哦。
We are one group.
啊，我们反对你跟我不同组的哦。
We are against the other groups.
好，所以但是约翰今天没有这样子啊。
But John was not like this.
约翰今天没有把这些学生 当作是建立自己影响力的方法。
And John did not keep all these students as people that he can influence.
好，他是所以他没有试图在建立自己的团体、自己的势力。
He was not trying to establish his own group.
哦，反而当他帮耶稣做见证
，But he testified for the Lord.
哦，他门徒就走了
，And his disciples left.
哦，他没有生气哦
，He was not upset.
啊，今天如果我们是约翰啊
，Today if we're John.
好，我们带了慕道者来
，And we bring a truth seeker.
啊，你不要碰哦。
Don't touch him.
哦，这是我的慕道者哦。
This is my truth seeker.
哦，你不可以到别的地方，你不可以到New Jersey去哦。
You can't go to New Jersey.
你是我们纽约的慕道者哦。
You are the truth seeker of New York.
哦，这种观念都不对哦。
This is a wrong concept.
哦，这种观念都不对。
It's a wrong concept.
哦，他是属于谁的
？Who does he belong to?
他是属于主耶稣的。
To the Lord Jesus Christ.
只要他有继续聚会
，If he continues in service.
只要信徒有关心他
，And if the Lord cares for him.
哦，只要那个教会有继续在照顾他哦。
If the church continues to care for him.
哦，他不管到哪里
，No matter where he goes.
啊，我们都要感谢，我们都要很高兴的看到他有继续去聚会。
And we must be very thankful that he can continue in service.
哦，慕道者不是我的哦。
The truth seeker is not mine.
慕道者是神的。
Truth seeker is God's.
哦，所以我们今天不要有那种很。我们不要有太很狭隘的观念哦。
So we must not have this
narrow-minded
concept.
哦，不要说，哎，这个我带来就是我的。
That the one I bring is mine.
好，所以就是只有我能跟他讲话，只有我能照顾他。
So only I can talk to him and care for him.
啊，不是这样子的哈。
It is not like that.
好，所以我们今天看到约翰的反应哦。
So we can see how John reacted.
好，如果我们今天是约翰
，If we are John,
哇，可能就跳起来了。
We might jump up.
哇，你们这两个没良心的。
You two bad disciples.
枉费我照顾你们这么久。
I've taken care of you for so long.
你们怎么可以这样子呢
？How can you do this？
有没有良心呢、啊？你们怎么可以做这种事情
？Oh, don't you have conscience？
啊，对。
Okay.
你这样不会不好意思吗
？Aren't you embarrassed that you're doing this？
然后想办法把他们拉回来
，try to pull them back，
拉到我们自己的身边
，and pull them to their side，to his side。
约翰没有哦
，but John didn't do this。
约翰说什么
？What did John say？
我们看约翰福音第四章、第三章哦。
John chapter three。
约翰福音第三章
，John chapter three，
第三十节
，verse thirty。
约翰福音的三章三十节。
John chapter 3 verse 30.
他这里说，他必兴旺，我必衰微啊。
He must become greater, I must become less.
哦，这是约翰的心智。
This is the words of John.
这也是约翰为什么伟大。
This is why John was so great.
哦，这有这种自觉卑微的伟大。
He knew to humble himself.
哦，以神必兴旺，我没有什么啦。
God must become greater, and I am nothing.
哦，所以我们可以努力的带慕道者，这是本分。
So if we can put our effort into bringing truth seekers.
我们也要尽力的去关怀我们带来的慕道者。
And we must care for these truth seekers.
啊，但是要知道这慕道者不是我们的。
But we must know that this truth seeker is not ours.
啊，因为圣经怎么说
？What does the Bible say?
圣经说要把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
We must bring people completely before God.
神的面前哦。
Before the face of God.
不是把人完完全全带到我的面前哦。
It is not to bring them before me.
好，有时候人都有那种被需要的，喜欢那种被需要啊。
And sometimes people like to feel needed.
哦，那个人啊，每次一有需要就打电话给我。
When someone needs, they always call me.
一有困难就希望我给他建议。
And when anyone has difficulties, they ask for my advice.
哦，我是他的依靠。
I am their reliance.
我是他的帮助。
I am their help.
有时候蛮感觉蛮好的哈。
And it feels pretty good.
哦，但是这样子帮助是没有问题。
It is nothing wrong to help another.
但是当今天。
But today,
如果这一个人
if this person,
他不再需要你的帮助了
no longer needs your help,
这个人 他有其他的人可以帮助他
and this person has other people to help him,
你是许多帮助他的人中间的一个
you are one of the few who help him,
甚至于这个人
and this person,
他完全不需要你的帮助了
no longer needs you,
因为他在祷告当中已经得到神的安慰了。
Because in prayer he has received the comfort of God.
我们不要生气啊。
We should not be upset.
我们不要不高兴。
We should not be unhappy.
我们要为他感到感谢神。
We must be thankful to God.
哦，这是我们自己本身哦要突破的一个 要突破的一个关卡哦。
This is one thing that we must break through.
哦，当我们被人家需要。
When we are needed,
我们尽力帮助，感谢神。
We put our efforts into helping him.
当他有一天打电话告诉我们，
but if one day he calls us,
他说我以后不再打，不需要再打电话烦你了。
I no longer need to bother you.
哦，我这一次到参加这个讲习会啊，我这一次哇，我感觉到主耶稣啊已经亲自来安慰我、教导我了。
And I feel that after this seminar that God has comforted me.
我们不要觉得失落。
We must not feel like we've lost something.
啊，对，我们不要觉得自己好像掉了什么，嗯，哦，我们要为他来感谢神。
But we must be thankful for him to God.
哦，因为他已经摸到神了。
Because he has touched God.
哦，所以你看约翰的反应哦。
So we can see the reaction of John.
为主耶稣做见证。
He testified for Jesus.
当门徒离开的时候。
When the disciples left him.
也没有什么不好的反应。
He did not have a bad reaction.
哦，不会自己感到，不会觉得自己很可怜。
He did not feel sorry for himself.
也不会觉得自己失去了什么。
He did not feel like he lost something.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater, I must become less.
这就是为什么约翰自觉谦卑，但是在神眼里，约翰是伟大的。
That's why John humbled himself, but before God, he was great.
好，我们从约翰的身上还有什么可以学习的？
So what else can we learn from John?
还有没有？
Anyone else?
好，我们如果没关系，我们继续往下，我们看另外一个人物哦。
Let's look at the next character.
我们看这个两个门徒哦。
Let's look at these two disciples.
这两个没良心的哦。
These two without conscience.
一句话就离开老师了哦。
At one word, they leave the teacher.
所以我们从这两个门徒身上啊。
From these two disciples.
我们可以学到什么
？What can we learn?
孟元，没信心，为什么？单纯的信心怎么说？你从哪里看出他们信心很单纯？好，他们听见约翰的话就跟从了耶稣哈。那你会觉得他们这两个啊，实在是没有什么人情味哈？你会觉得这两个实在是个性是啊？对对对，对不起对不起。
They had a very simple faith because at one word they want to follow Jesus.
好，我们觉得这两个门徒是怎么样？是不是很冷酷啊？一点留念都没有、啊、就离开老师。他们跟约翰也跟一段时间啊，二话不说转身就走。
Have these two disciples no feelings that one word they just go away from their teacher？
我们会觉得他们很残忍。
Are they very cruel？
好，很冷漠。
Very cold。
啊，我们觉得呢？袁生，你觉得呢？你觉得他们两个是不是个性很不好？
These two terrible disciples with no feelings.
Two terrible disciples. 来，我们再问下一个，叫他。OK， 有人自愿的，你看。
We have a volunteer.
老妹，很现实哦。对啊，怎么这么现实呢？你怎么觉得现实？转身就走了嘛。
They're very realistic. They just turned and went.
啊，有没有人有不同的想法？
Any differing opinions?
阿妹，你不要一直指别人了、啊，我就叫你、啊。通常我都叫那个指别人。阿妹，你觉得呢？你没有看到、啊，那你休息一下。那你还指别人？哦，他们叫你指他，有这种事情吗？啊、哦，建国的太太，你觉得嘞？哦，我们刚刚讲哦，很现实哦，这两个人有过现实哦，有过冷漠哦，你觉得呢？是不是这样子？ 这是好还是不好？这是不好哦。好，我们再问下一个，有没有人觉得是好的？明明为什么好？
So it was for their faith that they knew it was the Lamb of God, so of course they followed.
我们要讲人情。
We're talking about feelings.
Yeah, 人跟人哦，有互动哦，自然有感情。
When people interact, they naturally have feelings.
我相信这些门徒哦，绝对不是对约翰一点感情都没有。
And I believe that these disciples were not without feeling for John.
好，毕竟他也跟着这个，这也是他的老师啊。
And this was their teacher.
他也跟随约翰一段时间呢。
And they have followed John for some time.
哦，所以他们不应该不是对约翰没有感情。
So they had feeling towards John.
啊，但是今天呢，这个问题不是感，不是你那个跟对方这个关系啊，这个感情的问题。
But here it's not a problem of a relationship or feelings.
哦，今天是什么？是真理的问题。
It is a problem of faith.
哦，所以我们虽然看起来哈，看起来这些这两个门徒哈，好像走的一点都不牵挂。
And it looks like these two disciples walked without.
Without care, without concern.
Without any concern.
好，但是那是因为哈，这个是关系到信仰跟得救。
But it is because this was about salvation and faith.
哦，所以第一是说老师有教他们了。
So first the teacher taught them.
哦，第二就是跟他们的永生有关系。
And second, it had to do with their eternal life.
在华人的社会里面
，and in our society,
我们很重视人跟人的互动。
We put great emphasis on interactions with others.
好，所以我们总是会有很多很多朋友啊，很多交情哈。
And we have many friendships.
好，很多交，但是今天如果是为了真理的缘故
，But today if it's for truth.
好，没有交情好讲的。
There's nothing to be said about relationships.
好，不能，就是说不能够把交情放在救恩的前面。
We cannot put friendships before salvation.
转身就走。
We must turn and go.
哦，就今天我们有时候在跟一些慕道者在聊在谈话的时候
，Sometimes we were talking with truth seekers.
那我们有时候会发现一个状况哦。
We'll discover one thing.
他说啊，这个道理这样你讲，我们就明白了。
Understand the truth.
你教会有还有得圣灵的哦，得圣灵哦。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵明白道理。
They received the Holy Spirit and understand the truth.
但是他说我不能去你们教会啊。
But they say I can't go to your church.
我说为什么
？Why not？
啊，我知道你们是对的。
I know you guys are right.
我知道要洗礼。
I know I need to be baptized.
我也得圣灵，我有感，我真的知道说哇，真的有神啊。
I know there's God because I received the Holy Spirit.
我不能去你们教会。
But I can't go to your church.
因为我朋友都在这里啊。
Because my friends are elsewhere.
啊，你不知道。
Don't you know？
我刚来的，刚来美国的时候。
When I first came to the U.S.
哇，他们帮我好多。
They helped me so much.
哦，我的小孩跟他们小孩都很熟。
And my kids and their kids are all good friends.
我们常常一起去做这个，一起去做那个。
We often do things together.
哦，虽然我知道，我们的。虽然我知道啊，我们的道理有问题。
Even though I know that there's something wrong with our preaching.
啊，但是我不能去你那里。
But I cannot go to your where you are. Why not?
朋友。
Because of friends.
哦，太多朋友了。
Too many other friends.
感情，感情哦。
Too many feelings with the other friends.
哦，但是我们今天要认识到一点。
But we must understand one thing.
一定要讲，我们感情是一定要有的。
Feelings are something that we need.
哦，交情这个朋友也一定要有。
And it's also important to have friends.
啊，但是今天如果是为了信仰的缘故
，But today if it is for the reason of truth.
哦，有时候不能够想这么多的。
We cannot think about so much.
哦，你只能在考虑。
We can only consider.
哦，左手是你的朋友。
On the left is my friend.
右手是主耶稣交代的救恩。
And on the right is the truth, the salvation of God.
你要做一个选择。
We must make a decision.
啊，你要做一个决，你要做一个决定。
We must make a decision.
你必须要转身就走。
We must turn and go.
转身就走去跟随耶稣。
To follow Jesus.
好，所以我们今天不要，我们今天在信仰上不要被私人的交情来影响。
So we must not be influenced in our faith by our feelings with other people.
有时候看起来很残忍。
And sometimes it seems very cruel.
有时候看起来很冷漠。
Very cold-hearted.
但是为了信仰的缘故，你必须要做一个选择。
But for the reason of faith, we must make a decision.
并不是说你并不是说你得到你来到教会得到真理之后。
It's not that after you receive the truth in church,
你就不能有外面的朋友。
You can no longer have outside friends.
不是这样子的。
It is not like that.
你还是可以有很多朋友。
You can also have many friends.
也是可以有不同教派里面的朋友。
And friends from different denominations.
我们也有不同，甚至不同宗教不同信仰的朋友。
And even friends of different religions.
有朋友是没有问题的。
It's nothing wrong with this.
但是大前提一个 principle 哈。
But a big principle.
为了信仰的缘故。
For the reason of faith.
如果这一切任何的事情跟你的信仰有了冲突。
If anything conflicts with your faith.
你要像这两个门徒一样
You must be like these two disciples.
站起来，转身就走。
Stand, turn, and go.
找到那个正路。
To find the right path.
然后要持守那个正路
And to no longer go on the wrong path.
好，我们再看这两个门徒还有什么我们可以学习的。
So what else can we learn from these two disciples?
他们在这里问问什么？我们看那个约翰福音的第一章
John chapter 1.
第一章的第，他们跟了耶稣以后
After they followed Jesus.
耶稣就问他们
And Jesus asked them.
你们要什么
What do you want?
他们怎么回答
And how did they answer?
他说拉比往哪里住
Rabbi, where are you staying?
这个问题跟回答有没有很奇怪
Isn't this a strange answer to the question?
主耶稣问他们说你们要什么
Jesus asked them, what do you want?
他们怎么回答
But how did they answer?
他们回答说拉比往哪拉比在哪里住
They said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
为什么说你们会不会觉得这个问题这个答案很奇怪这个问题很正常答案很奇怪
Isn't this a very strange answer?
哪里很奇怪哪里很奇怪
Why is it strange?
当然问你你还想想你不是说你去凤凰城要学到很多道理吗？还想想哪里很奇怪？
因为他的信心比较，平时带我的信心比较坚强。当然要跟耶稣接近，耶稣去了。
这样子。
那一天天主哪一
层？这样子是。好，随便你。他问什么？他在这里问什么？他问说主耶稣问他们什么？问他说你要什么？你要什么？他们有没有回答？他们有没有回答
？Jesus asked them what did they want and how did they answer？
他们有没有回答这个问题
？Did they answer this question？
如果你仔细看他们有回答这个问题
They didn't answer this question。
为什么没有回答这个问题？为什么主耶稣问你一句话，你怎么不回答呢
？And how come they didn't answer what Jesus asked them？
这是不是很奇怪
？Isn't this very strange？
今天如果是主耶稣问我们
，If today Jesus asked us，
他说明云，你旁边那个我知道旁边是三个字的他说明宇你要什么
And Jesus asked us today what do you want
你要怎么回答
How will we answer
要钱我们今天主耶稣常常在问我们这个问题
So Jesus often asks us this question
今天如果主耶稣在问我们
If Jesus asks us today
说你要什么
What do you want How will you answer?
想一想，就主耶稣今天问你那主耶稣问他们说你要什么，那你要怎么？哇，你太厉害了，这方面。你看一下，再想一想我们每个人都去想这个问题，不是啦，可是你要主耶稣问你要什么，你要怎么说？
你们都听过那个阿拉丁神灯的，这个请不要录好吗？你们有听过那个阿拉丁神灯的故事哈？阿拉丁。
We've all heard about Aladdin.
啊，阿拉丁神灯就是你摸一摸就有一个精灵跑出来哈。
So there's a genie.
啊，然后你可以要三个要求哈。
And you can have three wishes.
啊，很多人就讲啊。
Many people say.
好，我第一个要求。
My first wish.
啊，就是我还要再十个要求。
Is that I want 10 more wishes.
啊，这个就是 Priscilla 啊。哦，你有想过哦？那你加油，你要多祷告。好，我们再继续往下问哦。阿月，
今天
如
果主耶稣问你说你要什么，你会怎么说？
再两个小孩。
哇，上次已经昏倒了。哦，主耶稣，如果今天问你说你要什么，我们真的每个人都要去想这个问题哦。
Every one of us has to think about this question.
因为主耶稣常常在问我们这个问题。
Because Jesus asks this question frequently.
哦，这些人跟着他。
And people are following him.
我们也都在跟着他。
And we are also following him.
在我们跟随的路上。
And while we're following him.
那有时候主耶稣就回头。
Sometimes Jesus will turn around.
突然问你。
And ask us.
你要什么？
What do you want?
这个是主耶稣问我们每一个人的问题。
This is something that Jesus asked each of us.
也是我们自己需要去思考一下，我们要给主耶稣什么样的答案。
So we must think about how we're going to respond.
有人说我要一个更稳定的生活。
Some say I want a more stable life.
啊，我要一个好的工作。
I want a better job.
啊，我希望改变我的坏习惯。
I want to change my bad habits.
啊，我希望我太太温柔一点。
I hope my wife is more gentle.
不一定啦，可能我希望我的先生帅一点啦哈。
Or maybe my husband can be more handsome.
哦，每个人都当主耶稣问我们这个问题的时候。
So when Jesus asks this question.
我们可能会出现各式各样不一样的答案。
We may have different answers.
因为有时候我们生活当中不同的时候需要的东西不一样。
Because at different points in our life we may need different things.
但是不管我们回答的是什么。
But no matter what we respond.
都是必须要先去思考过的答案。
We must first think about it.
如果今天主耶稣突然问你。
If suddenly Jesus asked you.
你要什么？
What do you want?
我不知道。
And you say I don't know.
那就代表说你在跟着他的这一条路上，你没有在思考。
Then that means that while you're following him, you were not thinking about it.
我大家都走这边，我就跟着走这边。
Everyone's walking that way, so I'll follow.
大家安息日来聚会，我也跟着来。
Everyone comes on Sabbath, so I also come.
聚会了十年。
And I come to service for 10 years.
主耶稣问你你要什么
？And Jesus asks you, what do you want?
我不知道。
I don't know.
不知道就不给你啦。
If you don't know, then I won't give you.
所以我们每一个人都要想一想。
So we must all think about this.
我要什么
？What do I want?
这个没有说一定的标准答案。
There's no correct answer.
有人说如果说我要钱太世俗了。
And some may say I want money, but this is too worldly.
可是如果你真的生活有需要
，But if this is what you need in your life,
你跟主耶稣求，我要你能够供让我有每日每天所需的事给我，
and,
这个可以的。
And you can pray to God and ask Him for what you need every day, then this is good.
你说我需要一个稳定的生活
，And you say I need a stable life.
可不可以
？Can I have this?
当然可以。
Of course you can.
你说求主耶稣给我一个能够脱离过去罪恶的力量
，If you pray Jesus for a strength to overcome bad habits,
这个更可以。
This is obviously good.
你。祷告求主耶稣让我的家里能够和乐。
If you ask Jesus that your family can be more harmonious.
太太不要太啰嗦。
That the wife will not want too much.
先生脾气不要太差。
And the husband doesn't have a bad temper.
小孩不要太皮。
And the children can be more obedient.
可不可以
？Is this good?
当然可以啦。
Of course.
我们求的这些都可以
and we can pray for all of these.
但是在我们求这一切当中
But while we're asking for all of these,
我们都来看一下这两个门徒要什么
We can see what these two disciples wanted.
他们要什么
What did they want?
他们要知道主耶稣住在哪里
They wanted to know where Jesus was staying.
为什么要知道主耶稣住在哪里
Why did they want to know this?
有什么好处
What's good about it?
你住哪里关我什么事啊
What does where you live have anything to do with me?
为什么要知道他住在哪里
？Why did they need to know where he lived?
梦言，为什么要知道主耶稣住在哪里？知道主耶稣住在哪？主耶稣住的应该没有很好啊。
Jesus.
你为什么要知道他住在哪里？他问你你要什么啊？ 那你怎么不回答？你还问他说住在哪里？因为你自己没地方住哦。
Because they had nowhere to live.
哦，也可以啦。如果没地方住，问主耶稣住在哪里，去跟他一起挤一下哈。好，为什么要问主耶稣住在哪里？姐妹。
好，哇，这个很属灵
的。这个答案太属灵了一点哈。我们为什么要问主耶？为什么这个门徒要问主耶稣住在哪里
？Why did these disciples ask where Jesus is living？
这有时候是我们
要很多东西哈。
我们有时候人生有需要很多东西。
Sometimes in our life we need many things。
啊，所以你好像讲不完。
Like we there's an endless list。
他要这个，哎，还忘了那个。
I need this and that。
啊，都祷告到自己都觉得自己很烦。
And you pray to the point that you're annoyed yourself.
我想说，哇，还好，感谢主，我不是主耶稣啊。
And thankfully, I'm not Jesus.
哇，有这么烦的人祷告啊，早就把他赶出去了。
There's such a very annoying person.
啊，但是今天我们在祈求很多当中
，But while we're praying for many things,
有一件事情是不可少的。
There's one thing that we cannot lack.
哦，就是我们要知道主耶稣住在哪里。
We must know where Jesus lives.
为什么要知道主耶稣住在哪里
？Why do we need to know this？
所以你可以去跟他同住
，so that we can also live with him。
啊，为什么要跟他同住
？Why do we need to live with him？
哦，因为今天人生很多的问题的关键在哪里？
What's the reason for many of the problems in our life?
关键在我们自己的能力太有限了。
It is that our abilities are too limited.
环境很困难。
The environment is very difficult.
我们有办法改变什么？
And we have no ability to change anything.
哦，这个社会景气不好。
And the society is bad.
我没有办法改变什么。
But I can't change anything.
好，那我的个性很不好。
And I have a bad personality.
我没有办法改变什么。
But I can't change anything.
我有坏习惯。
I have bad habits.
我也改变不了什么。
But I can't change them.
但是如果今天主耶稣跟你是住在同一个地方
，But if today Jesus lives in the same place as us.
啊，意思说你的人生当中有耶稣跟你同行。
Then that means that we have Jesus with us in our life.
生活当中是遵照有信仰的力量在当中。
So in our life we can have the power of faith.
那你会发现一件事情。
Then we can discover one thing.
很多时候问题就不再是问题了。
The problems are no longer problems.
困难也有了解决的方案。
And the difficulties have solutions.
好，因为在人有问题。
Because when people have difficulties.
但在神有答案。
But in God there's a solution.
好，所以与其要这个要那个要很多。
So while we need many things,
这两个门徒聪明。
These two disciples are very smart.
跟耶稣住在一起就好了嘛。
They knew to live together with Jesus.
如果今天耶稣就住在你家中。
If Jesus lives in your household.
哦，耶稣是我家之主啊。
Jesus is the Lord of my home.
啊，很多人家里都有那个牌子啊。
And many people have this sign in their house.
啊，但是就只有除了我。就只有那个牌子而已啦。
But there's only that sign.
哦，那个牌子挂在上面。
And they hang it up.
哇，底下打成一吵成一团啊。
But they argue with each other.
哇，吵架的时候怎么没有看到耶稣是我家之主啊
？How come when they're arguing they don't look at that sign？
哦，生气的时候啊，发脾气啊，然后冲突的时候都没有看到耶稣是我家之主啊。
And when they're very angry and fighting, they don't look at the sign.
要做人生抉择的时候
，when we need to make life decisions.
哦，要决定那个下一步要怎么走
，need to decide what our next step is.
我们也没有看到耶稣是我家之主啊
，they don't look at the sign either.
哦，所以当我们今天啊，生活当中啊，没有跟耶稣同住
，so if today we do not live with God,
那你就会出现有。说不完的对神有说不完的需要。
Then we realize that we have many many needs that we cannot talk.
一项又一项讲不完的需要。
That we cannot finish.
啊，但是如果今天耶稣住到你的家中。
But if Jesus lives with us in our home.
耶稣住到你的心中。
If Jesus lives within our hearts.
或许你的大环境没有改变。
Maybe the environment doesn't change.
你的困难还是在那里。
Maybe the difficulty is still there.
压力还是有。
And the pressure is still there.
但是你。不一样啊
，But you have changed、
哦。所以说是神啊，我们有，所以有人说啊
，So some people say，
哦，说祷告不见得改变我们的环境
，The prayer doesn't change our environment，
但祷告改变那个祷告的人
，But prayer changes the person who prays、
哦。改变你的心
，It'll change your heart。
哦，把你的让你的心能够打开
，Opens your heart。
哦，能够懂得欣赏你的环境
，To。Be able to enjoy your environment.
哦，能够欣赏你自己。
To enjoy, Enjoy yourself.
能够欣赏神所赐给你的。
Enjoy what God has given you.
你突然觉得自己很富足。
And you realize that you have a lot.
哦，突然觉得自己能够感受到主耶稣对你的爱。
And you can feel the love from God.
你突然觉得说我的人生啊是喜乐的。
And you realize that your life is joyful.
啊，为什么？
And why?
啊，耶稣常常爱我。
Because Jesus loves me always.
啊，你的人生是很平安的。
And your life is peaceful.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为在患难当中，耶稣保守我啊。
Because in difficulties, Jesus protects you.
啊，你的人生是有意义的。
And your life has meaning.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为不管是顺境逆境啊，我都知道啊，主耶稣一定有东西要我学啊。
Whether times are smooth or not, you know that Jesus has something for you to learn.
啊，正面。
And from the positive.
如果人生是顺利的。
If everything goes smoothly,
啊，主耶稣让我能够享受顺利当中的平安。
Then you can enjoy the peace from God.
啊，如果是负面的
，if it's more negative,
好困难了
，and more difficulties,
好压力了
，there's a lot of pressure.
啊，也没有关系
，that's okay.
这是主耶稣在给我考试。
This is the trial from God.
所以一个有信仰的人
，so a person with faith,
不管遇到什么样的环境
，no matter what kind of environment they face,
他都能够在当中看到一个更高的意义跟价值。
In the midst of it, they can see the greater purpose and meaning.
哦，所以他不管在什么样的压力之下
，so under whatever pressure they face,
他都知道这是主耶稣啊，这是主耶稣在教我，主耶稣对我的好。
They know that this is something that Jesus is teaching them.
好，所以今天要跟随耶稣。
So today we have to follow Jesus.
跟随不能只有跟随而已。
But not only follow.
跟随不够。
It is not enough to just
follow. 因为他们那个年代的人哦。
Because during that time.
他们是白天就是如果不做工的时候。
When they're not working.
哦，他们就去找老师。
They go find their teacher.
就跟着老师到处走。
And they follow him.
啊，到晚上呢
？And at night.
回自己的家。
They return home.
啊，明天如果没空。
And if tomorrow they're busy.
就不跟了。
Then they don't follow.
哦，所以他们那时候所谓的跟随。
So during that time when they say follow.
不是一直长时间的一直在一起。
It is not continuously following.
啊，但是同住。
But living together.
哦，同住就是你要跟那个人在住在同一个地方。
It means that you have to live with the person in the same place.
哦，所以我们不只要跟随耶稣。
So not only must we follow.
我们更要进一步的与耶稣同住。
We must go further and live with Jesus.
哦，使得主耶稣能够在我们的生命当中。
So that Jesus can be in our lives.
好，所以我们跟随耶稣哈，要确定自己的目的哈。
So when we're following Jesus, we must know where we're going.
好，所以当今天主耶稣转过来问你
，So when Jesus turns around and asks us,
啊，你要什么
？What do you want？
好，你要说什么
？And what will you say？
啊，你要说我要吃饼得饱。
I want to eat till I'm full.
哦，有，圣经上面有人就是跟随耶稣哦。
Some people did this in the Bible.
哦，约翰福音里面讲哦，很多人找耶稣啊。
And then John tells us many people looked for Jesus.
还跑很远哦。
And they went afar.
还坐船。
And they took the boat.
爬山。
And climbed the mountains.
终于把耶稣堵住了。
And finally they surrounded Jesus.
他说：“夫子啊，你跑去哪里啦
？”Master, where did you go?
我们找你找的好辛苦啊。
We've looked so hard for you.
耶稣说什么
？And what did Jesus say?
耶稣说。你们找我啊，是要吃饼得饱。
You look for me because you want bread.
哦，所以主耶稣问你说你要什么
？So if Jesus asks us, what do we want?
我要吃饼。
I want to eat bread.
吃饼也没什么不好啦。
There's nothing wrong with that.
啊，总是要吃东西的嘛。
Of course we need to eat.
但是吃饼不能是我们找耶稣的唯一的原因。
But eating is not should not be the only reason that.
哦，所以我们今天的信仰不要只停留在吃饼得饱的信仰哦。
So our faith should not just stop at eating till we're full.
哦，我们刚才讲说很多人来到主耶稣面前有不同的原因。
So before we said that many people come before Jesus.
哦，有时候是生活有需要。
Because of needs in our life.
工作有困难。
And difficulties in our work.
家里不平安。
There's no peace at home.
哦，或者是自己身体有病痛。
Or maybe we're ill.
不管是什么原因
，No matter what reason，
都没有关系
，It doesn't matter。
啊，没有什么这个太这个来找耶稣，不管是用什么原因都没有关系
，No matter what reason you look for Jesus，
但是当我们来到主耶稣的面前
，But when we come before Jesus，
哦，主耶稣把我们喂饱了。
And after he has filled us,
给你吃饼咯
and given you bread，
哦，给你帮助
，given you help，
哦，给你平安
，given you peace，
哦，给你生活的稳定
，and stability in your life。
但是我们不要就觉得说，哎，那我要的已经得到了。
We shouldn't feel that we have received everything that we want.
哦，主耶稣，拜拜。
Goodbye, Jesus.
哦，就走了。
And then we leave.
啊，如果是这样，就很可惜呀。
If it is like this, then it's unfortunate.
我们没有真正认识到说跟随耶稣的目的。
We have not truly understood the purpose of following Jesus.
所以我们今天如果在生活当中，主耶稣给我们恩典了。
So if Jesus gives us blessings in our life.
使我们的困难被解决了。
And resolves all our problems.
啊，那我们就要更进一步。
Then we must.Take a further step.
从吃饼认识耶稣
After knowing Jesus from eating,
进到与耶稣同住
To progress to living with Jesus.
啊，这是我们需要努力的目标哦。
This is something that we must work towards.
啊，这两个门徒还有什么好处
And what other good points can we see from these two disciples?
啊，这两个门徒还有什么好处？一进，对嘛，一进嘛，进。啊，这两个门徒还有什么好处？他们还做了什么事情我们可以学习的？有没有？他们认识主耶稣之后，他们去干嘛了
？What did they do after they knew Jesus？
哦，马上开始传福音哦。
They began to preach。
哦，你看他们得到福音之后哦
，After receiving the gospel，、
哦、马上就去这个里面啊，就去找谁啊？这个安德烈就马上找西门哦。
So right away, Andrew went to look for Simon.
哦，跟他讲什么
？And what did he say?
我们遇见弥赛亚喽。
We have found the Messiah.
好，为什么他会知道这是弥赛亚
？How did they know this was the Messiah?
同住的功夫啊。
This is because they lived with him.
好，如果只是吃饼
，If they only ate bread，
吃完就算啦、啊。
After they ate，
下一次还会饿啊。
Next time they will still be hungry.
但是当因为你今天跟耶稣同住
，But because they live with Jesus，
所以你能够看清楚说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
So that they knew they found Messiah.
我们找到救主了。
We have found the Savior.
哦，同住。
They lived with him.
好啊，同住之后
，So after they lived with him，
不但要认识耶稣
，Not only did they knew Jesus，
更要懂得跟旁边的人分享。
They knew to share with others.
哦，他们马上做的是什么
？And what did they do right away？
把这个消息告诉自己的兄弟。
They told this news to their brothers.
啊，今天如果安德烈没有告诉他哥哥
，If today Andrew didn't tell his brother，
就没有以后的彼得。
Then there won't be a Peter.
哦，所以你看一个人可以有多大的影响
？So we can see what a great influence this can have.
哦，所以我们有时候啊，不要小看我们现在在做的事情哦。
So we shouldn't look down on what we are doing.
你对今天孩子的一句鼓励的话
，One encouragement to the child.
你对他的一份理解
，One。
Understanding.
One understanding of.
哦，宗教教育老师对他的一份心。
The heart towards them.
你可能就是造就了二十年之后的另外一个传道。
You might have just helped.
好。
Edified a preacher 20 years in the future.
哦，所以像在这里。
So here we can see.
安德烈在圣经里面几乎没有记载他的工作。
There is almost no recording of the work of Andrew.
没有啊。
There's none.
但是记载了什么？都记载彼得啊。
But there's a lot of recordings about Peter.
哦，很多都是讲彼得啊。
There's much said about Peter.
啊，但是今天因为有安德烈的，因为有安德烈去传福音。
But because Andrew preached.
好，所以今天，所以有后来彼得的大工作。
So then there can be a Peter.
好，所以我们在这里看到这个门徒有他的好处哦。
So here we can see the good points of the disciples.
好，为了信仰可以撇下一切。
Because of faith, they can put aside everything else.
明白自己要什么，与耶稣同住。
They clearly knew that they wanted to live with Jesus.
同住之后，认清楚耶稣就是弥赛亚，并且把他传福音，把福音传出去。
After living with Jesus and knowing that he was the Messiah, they preached this.
好，所以我们今天已经跟耶稣了。
So today we're following Jesus.
那我们要跟耶稣同住哦。
And we need to live with him.
我们不只要跟他同住哦。
But not only live with him.
同住之中要能知道，要能清楚的知道他就是弥赛亚哦。
And while living with him, we should know that he is the Messiah.
好，那最后我们来看主耶稣哈。
And finally, let's look at Jesus.
好，主耶稣有好有在这里，主耶稣有几个表现我们可以学习哦。
And there are several things that we can learn from Jesus.
好，在这里他们跟了耶稣哈。
After they followed Jesus.
啊，三十八节。
Verse 38.
38节，耶稣转过身来。
Jesus turned.
他看见他们就问他们说
saw them and asked them.
说你们要什么
What do you want?
哦，这是主耶稣对他们的问话。
This is the question that Jesus.
这也是我们今天在带领慕道者必须要有的心。
And this is the heart that we have when we're leading truth seekers.
要先搞清楚他们要什么。
We must understand what they need.
才能够把正确的东西提供给他们。
So that we can give them the correct thing.
同时要给他们教导。
And give them correct teaching.
使得他们在他们对神的要求当中，可以逐渐的去认识神。
So that in their need, they can better understand God.
使得人可以去重新去思想。
So that they can think.
今天你问他。
When you ask them.
你不一定是直接这样子问法。
You may not ask so directly.
你带一个慕道者。
And you bring a truth seeker.
你不要直接这样问啊。
You don't ask directly.
你要什么？
What do you want?
不是啊。
We don't do this.
但是是说我们的一个心态。
But it's to have this.Mindset,
我们要先去了解他们的需要
to understand their needs.
但是在这了解需要当中
but while we're understanding their needs,
我们要引导他们去认识耶稣
we must guide them so that they can know God.
如果你都不问
if we don't ask them,
带来就把他丢着
and we bring them and leave them.
想说反正如果是神的羊
And we think if he is a sheep of God,
神会自己处理啦
then God will take care of it.
跟我没有关系啊
This has nothing to do with me.
不行这样子的
We can't think like this.
人要尽本分
People have to fulfill responsibility.
我们的本分是什么
And what is our duty?
关怀
To care.
你需要什么
What do you need?
并且借着这个谈话当中
And from this conversation,
引导他们去认识耶稣
To guide them to know Jesus
最后引导他们与耶稣同住
To lead them so that they can live with Jesus
这是我们的工作
This is our work
在这里耶稣还有另外一点
And another point about Jesus
我们看第三十九节哦
Verse
39他们对耶稣说拉比在哪里住三十九节
Verse 39
耶稣说你们来看
Jesus said come and you will see
主耶稣说你们来看啊
And Jesus said, "Come and you will see."
这是主耶稣对他人、对他生活的把握。
And this is his confidence for his life.
所以当随时随地当有人来看
，whenever anyone comes to see，
看了以后就会住下来。
When they come and see, they will live.
住下来以后就会认识他是弥赛亚。
And after they live, they'll know that he is the Messiah.
所以耶稣的生活使人认出他是谁来。
So from Jesus' life, others can see that.Who he was.
那我们今天就要再一次看看我们自己的人生啊。
So we must look at our own lives.
我们要跟别人说要认识耶稣。
And if we tell others to know Jesus.
你要什么？你要认识主吗？
And you need to know God.
我们跟大家说来。
And we say come.
你来看。
And come and see.
人家看到的是什么？
And what do they see?
人家看到的是你这个人，你的人生。
They will see your life.
你的个性。
Your characteristics.
你的态度。
Your attitude,
你的信仰
your faith.
所以你的人，你的生活模式，你的生活模式是别人所看见的。
So the way that you live is what other people see.
别人看见你会有什么反应？
How will they react?
会不会从你的生活当中一看，就信了耶稣
？Will they look at your life and then believe in Jesus?
还是从你的生活里面一看
？Or will they look at your life?
哇，天哪，信耶稣是这个样子啊！
Is this what believing in Jesus is like?
所以我们有时候我们要自己去检讨一下自己的人生啊。
So we must consider our lives.
为什么常说我们最亲近的人是最难带来信主的
？And sometimes we say that those who are closest to us are the hardest to bring.
如果一个不熟的人
，If we go to a stranger.
你跟他讲说信耶稣很好。
And we tell them that believing in Jesus is good.
信耶稣有恩典，有平安。
And Jesus, you can have blessings and peace.
来教会很多弟兄姐妹。
And come to church, there are many brothers and sisters.
他就来了。
So he comes.
但是我是自己家里的人呢。
But if it's our own family member.
我们就跟自己家里人讲。
And we say this to our family member.
信耶稣得平安。
Believe in Jesus and receive peace.
信耶稣很好。
It's good to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣是改变我们的人生。
Believing in Jesus will change our lives.
你家里的人一看你。
And the family member looks at you.
刚刚跟我吵架的不是也是你吗？
Didn't you just argue with me?
你还跟我讲说信耶稣得平安。
And how can you say that in Jesus we have peace?
每次我不去聚会，你就在家里摔东西。
And whenever you don't go to service, you slam things at home.
每次我如果不听你的话，不跟你去聚会，你就在家里摔东西骂人。
And whenever I don't go to service with you, you scream at me.
你跟我讲说进耶稣家里得喜乐，得平安。
And now you tell me that in Jesus we have joy.
哦，如果对你的邻居
，and you say it to your neighbor.
邻居对你很熟啊
，and neighbor's familiar with you.
啊，看你每天像苦瓜，每天那个脸啊，像苦瓜一样啊。
And you're always so bitter.
啊，早上也叹气，下午也叹气啊。
And all day you sigh.
啊，太阳出太阳啊，太热。
When it's sunny, it's too hot.
哇，下雨太冷。
When it rains, it's too cold.
好，这每天都不快乐。
So you're never happy.
哦，人生当中就是抱怨。
And you complain all the time.
你跟他讲说信耶稣好啊。
And you say to him, believing in Jesus is good.
信耶稣很喜乐。
In Jesus we have joy.
跟我一样。
Like me.
哇，邻居看到怎么样
？And the neighbor will look at you.
哇，像你这样啊。
He'll say like you.
啊，不要了，谢谢。
No, thank you.
好，所以我们今天呢、啊，我们的生命就是一种见证。
So our lives is a testimony.
好，我们跟人家讲说，你要来认识耶稣，得到恩典。
You say to others, come to Jesus to receive blessings.
我们有没有那个把握跟人家讲说，你来看
？Do we have the confidence to say, come and see?
啊，不是只有来看教会哦。
Not just looking at the church.
哦，教会整修之后很漂亮啊，看教会哦。
Churches looks very nice.
他也要看清楚你的人生
，but also to look at your life.
看跳你这个人
，look at you.
你的说话、谈吐、态度、动作跟事情的决定方法
，your words, actions, attitude, and decision making.
哦，你说你来看
，and you say come and see.
啊，能不能从因为看到你
，and if from seeing you.
啊，他就看到了耶稣。
They can see Jesus.
哦，所以在圣经里面有讲一个人哦。
So the Bible tells us about person.
哦，这是圣经里面很特殊的记载哦。
It's a very special.
他说，这巴拿巴原是个好人。
This Barnabas was a good person.
哦，被圣灵充满。
Was filled with the Holy Spirit.
下面一句讲什么
？And what was the next phrase?
于是许多人信了主。
And because of this, many believed in the Lord.
这些人为什么信主
？So why did they believe in the Lord?
于是 ，therefore， 于是这些人因为巴拿巴是好人信主的。
Because Barnabas was a good person.
哦，巴拿巴他的好行为使得人来看、来同住认识了耶稣。
The good actions of Barnabas allowed others to come and believe in Jesus.
那如果今天我们要请人家来看呢
？So if we today we invite others to come.
你来看。
Come and see.
看到我的人生，你就会看到信仰的美好。
Looking at my life, you can see the how good it is to have faith.
哦，有没有把握
？Do we have this confidence?
这是我们每一个人都要努力的目标。
This is a goal that we must pursue after.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
239首。
239。
我们唱238好了。
Let's sing 238。
不行 163首, huh?
Let's sing hymn 163.
Sweet.
结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make our concluding prayer.
感谢主耶稣带领我们安息日的整天的聚会。
Thank Jesus that we can conclude our after our Sabbath service.
在这里我们可以一起团契，一起领受主耶稣的教训。
That we can gather here and receive the teachings.
我们更求主耶稣能够进一步的帮助我们，赐给我们力量。
And we ask Jesus to give us more strength.
使我们在离开教会之后。
So that after leaving church,
回到我们所必须要面对的生活
，returning back to the life that we must face，
不只有能力可以坚守自己的原则以及信仰
，that we can not only have strength to maintain our principles and faith，
更能够进一步的在生活当中来彰显主耶稣的荣耀
，but to take one step further and manifest the glory of God，
使我们不论身在哪里
，no matter where we are born。
不论我们所做的是什么事
，No matter what we what we do，
都能够活出耶稣基督的形象来
，That we can live in the likeness of Jesus。
我们求主耶稣的圣灵时刻与我们同在
，And we ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us。
在祷告当中，再一次的激励我们
，That in prayer once again move us。
使我们能够得到力量
That we can have strength。
那我们现在要一起做结束的祷告
，So we're making our concluding prayer。
我们一起到前面来
，Let's come forward。